The actions of New South Wales Police senior officers have been examined at the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion, which is looking at the intelligence and law enforcement response leading up to the Bondi Beach terror attack last December. At the time of the Bondi attack, the commissioners heard ASIO advised the level of terrorist threat to crowded places and religious events was probable, but that there were no specific plots identified at the time. The Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Police Force, David Hudson, says the information sharing arrangements between agencies need to be improved and he would support a review. He's also told the Royal Commission a new Armed Response Command announced in February to boost the capacity of police may not be fully realised until 2028.
The Armed Response Command will have dual purpose. It'll be high visibility operations, both static and mobile, similar to models that we have seen overseas about how they are deployed, commanded by a 24/7 police operations centre, which will track where those armed response units and what capabilities are on the streets 24/7.